Next patient is Theresa Elmer, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Theresa Elmer, E-L-M-E-R, E-L-M-E-R, Theresa Elmer. Date of birth, 4-7-58, date of visit, 7-30-25. Isn't there a copy for Dina Doolin, D-I-N-A, Dina Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N, D-O, Dina Doolin, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Dina, thank you for sending Theresa Elmer for evaluation. Next, is President Elmer. This is a 67-year-old female with a history of COPD. Was recently sent for a chest CT. Done on 6/20/25. The chest CT showed small non-calcified pulmonary nodules up to 4 millimeters in the right lower lobe and the left lower lobe, which were unchanged from a previous CAT scan. Patient also had evidence of emphysematous changes in both lung fields and no evidence of pleural effusions. She has been on an albuterol inhaler. And, I'm sorry, can you please change that? The patient has not been on any inhalers. She does have some exertional dyspnea and occasional cough with no wheezing. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for hysterectomy as well as a cholecystectomy. And she has had no hypertension or diabetes. Next, med list included estradiol 1 milligram daily, magnesium 1 capsule daily. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 18 years and then quit. No significant alcohol. I'm sorry, occasional alcohol use. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history. Father died of cancer of the lung, and mother died of multiple medical problems and had diabetes mellitus. Oh, can you add in the past history? Past history also includes hemorrhoidectomy and okay, also mentioned in the family history, one brother had glioblastoma. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had no weight loss, fatigue or fever, no double vision cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, she has no cough or shortness of breath, she has some abdominal pains and reflux, but no nausea, vomiting, and no diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain. And no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has no joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list, estradiol, 1 milligram a day. Okay, next paragraph. Physical exam. This is an elderly white female who's alert and no acute distress. There's no pallor cyanosis, ictus, superfluid edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 125/80, pulse is 58. This patient 16, temperature 98.2. HEND norms, thalic pupils reactive and equal. Oh, can you mention in the vitals, weight is 152, saturation is 98. Yeah, HEND norms, thalic pupils reactive. Sclera clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished to the bases. No wheezes, no crackles. Hard arthritis, regular arthritis, no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes, 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Granulars, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Number 1 is COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules. And number 3. Yeah, number 2 is fine. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and get alpha-1 antitrypsin level and phenotype and IgE level at CBC. She was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPR, and if she has shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. The patient's lung nodules could be followed up with a CT chest in 6 months. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.